Well, as people who live in the Great Lakes know, we've been faced with a lot of these invasive species. They've done a huge amount of damage, including zebra mussels, sea lampreys, and we've made a real effort around here in the last 10, 20 years to control these invasive species. We've got 180 of them we've counted already in the Great Lakes. Most of them come in on ships when they increase the amount of ballast water or release ballast water in terms of the balance of the ship. They're releasing these invasive species into our lakes. And so we're trying very hard to get the new technologies on board the ships to try to deal with the ballast water exchanges. But there's folks that actually import invasive species for various commercial purposes, including a carp. And that carp could do great damage in the Great Lakes, and we're going to try to get it listed as a prohibited import.
When you look at trying to enforce these various these challenges with the invasive species, there must be a few difficulties, at least with trying to make sure that these ships don't do this, just because of the wide scale of the international shipping, correct?
The biggest problem, believe it or not, is a conflict as to whether or not we're going to allow the states to continually increase the requirement as there's new technologies that appear. And what the shipping industry says is, look, tell us what we need to do. You can impose a mandate on us. Tell us that we've got to bring the newest available technology into our ships. We'll do it. But we can't do it every 6 months, every year, just because the state decides there's another new technology. We got to have some kind of confidence that when we invest money in new technology, that investment will last for 5 or 10 years. And I think that's a fair request. But some states say, no, they want the right to up the ante. And Michigan is one of those states. I disagree with my own legislature on this one. I think if we're going to get this done, we're going to have to do it at a national level, and we're going to have to get the best available technology installed in these ships and then give them the confidence that for a reasonable period of time, they're not going to have to put in another technology.
So what you're saying is the primary challenge here then is that there isn't a universality with the technology. Is that it?
No, the primary problem is you have the states' rights issue that always is a big issue around the Congress. Should states have a right, when you have a national standard, should they be able to up the standard? We have that issue with automobiles, with emissions. California wanted to have their own emission standard. The auto industry says, hey, wait a minute, we have to have one national emission standard. We can't have 50 of them. We can't have some states saying that we're going to have to do something more or different from what the national standard is. So we have that battle in a lot of areas, and this is one of them. But this is something which should be resolved. I testified on this yesterday. Hopefully, the two committees here that have taken somewhat different approaches, one protecting the rights of states to up the ante, the other one saying, no, there ought to be a national standard that's enforced. And we're trying to get those two committees to come together with one bill.
Now, these issues are coming from the Great Lakes states, or are we looking at just other states that are ringing in with just thoughts on the matter?
Every state just about has got invasive species of one type or another. You know, we know what's happened with the ash borer.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan, there's other tree diseases, similar tree diseases in just about every state. There's issues of the bats that are being destroyed in New Jersey and on the East Coast. I mean, there's hundreds of invasive species that are doing real damage. All states are affected by it. We've got laws that are supposed to stop the import of these species. And we think those laws have got to be much more strictly enforced.
That was something I wanted to move to. We're speaking with Senator Carl Levin this morning. Senator, you talked about the importation of some of these invasive species for commerce reasons or whatnot. What are some of the things you're hoping to do with the stronger enforcement, stronger legislation?
Well, on the enforcement side, it's a matter of resources. But there's also the slowness and the bureaucracy to list items. So we want this, we call the big head carp, to be listed. It clearly would do damage if it gets into the lakes. And so we want to stop the importation of that, and instead of waiting for the bureaucracy to add it to the list, we would do it by law.
Well, it sounds like with that many states, that many issues ringing in, this one is going to maybe go for a while. What is the tenor? What is the feeling amongst your colleagues with getting this legislation in place?
A lot of support for stopping invasive species because, again, just about all our states have been impacted. If you look at the zebra mussel alone, you know, that started off as a Great Lakes issue. Now there's 30 states that are infested by zebra mussels. That means there's a lot of support just on that one issue. And you multiply that by hundreds of invasive species. There was a python that is, it's got to be about 20 or 30 feet long, or maybe 20 feet long, that there's thousands of them down in the Everglades. They killed a child. One of the pythons killed a child the other day. This came from Burma, I believe. They are doing everything they can to try to get rid of this 20-foot creature that can kill humans as well as other wildlife.
Well, it's interesting when we talk about invasive species, at least maybe for us in this area, it conjures up mostly a Great Lakes issue, but you are talking about, you know, across the board, which that's 50 states that are going to want to ring on in on this, I'm sure, which is the ultimate reason of this legislation, correct?
That's right. We have broader support. Hopefully that's going to produce three things. One is resources for enforcement. Two is quicker listing of species that should not be imported. And third is this question of ballast exchange. We've got to, we're so affected by ships that are coming in and releasing their ballast water. We've got to get the most advanced technology on board these ships to deal and treat the ballast to destroy these invasive species, and not just rely on them exchanging the water to avoid the problem. So those are three things we can do. We, and I think, are going to do hopefully some of them this Congress.